Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh on this day of Purim Mishulash, for we folks here in Yerushalayim, is daf Tzadi Zayin. And we're up to Omer Shmuel. So we've been discussing what it is that is the halacha, where you have a Tmuras HaPesach, and that got us into other issues of Mos HaPesach and its relationship to the Dinim of a Tmuras Pesach, when we bring things as a Shlamim directly, and when we need to wait until it gets Hamum, and then sell it and use the money. And we discovered that there's a halacha of Dihui, so that wherever something is Nidcha, it is never going to be able to be brought in and of itself. And therefore, the only time that we're talking about bringing the Pesach per se is where it wasn't dochui biyadayim. We didn't push it aside. We had an option to bring it. And we had a machlokas, remember, about what defines that option. Is the moment of chatzot, is that what defines the option? That's koveya it as a korban Pesach. Or is it the actual shechita? And then if something was available b'shah shechita and it wasn't taken, then that would be a dihui, even if it was found after chatzot. That turned out to be a machlokas yesterday we had between Rabbi Zera and Rava. Today, we have Shmuel telling us what appears to be on the surface a very clear-cut way of determining which type of things are going to be brought directly as a korban Pesach and which type of things are going to be brought only after they get a mum. As a korban Pesach that's brought a shlomim is what I meant, and which things are going to have to be sold and the money be used to buy the shlomim. Now, in order for us to understand this properly, let me just give you a little bit of Hagadonah. You will recall that there's a special halacha about korban chatas. In the korban chatas, we have a Kabbalah that there are five cases of a korban chatas where the chatas is going to have to die. This is halacha l'mesh Sinai, that in the event that you have a chatas, let's say, for instance, a chatas that was of Rosh Hashanah, which is very similar to the Pesach of Rosh Hashanah. So it became too old for it to be used for a chatas. But the fact is we have a lot of cases. We have five cases. So we have the chatas Shemetu Ba'aleha, which of course is also applicable to a Korban Pesach. It could be the Korban Pesach the owner died and was left without somebody to eat it. Or we had a chatas Shenit Kapru Ba'aleha Ba'acher. That would also be possible. A Korban Pesach, the owner brought a different Pesach instead. Or we could have a Vlat Chatas. Whoops, that one's not going to happen by a Korban Pesach, which is male. So that one won't apply. Then we had a Tmuras Chatas, and we also had a Chatas that was lost, and it was found afterwards. It was found. Now the question is, what does afterwards mean? And that is one of the things we're going to be talking about. But anyway, Shmuel said that any of those five cases, which sounds like he said, that any of the five cases of chatas that would be mesa, the halacha was that the equivalent case of a korban Pesach would be brought as a korban shlamim directly. But any time that the chatas would not be mesa, and the chatas would be set out to pasture, and then the money of that chatas would be used to put into the nedava, which is brought l'kayetz ha-mizbeach, and that we learn that in cases where something is not itself ro'oi for a korban, so then we use its money for the kayetz ha-mizbeach, which is an eilas tzibur. And there was a special pushka that things were, all these kind of leftover monies were put in that pushka. And we'll be talking in a moment about what kind of cases that would be. So kosher b'chatas ro'ah, the din is that by Pesach nami ro'eh. So we wouldn't bring the korban Pesach itself as a shlamim. We would bring only the money after selling it after gets mum as a shlamim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a Pesach is never brought as a shlamim unless it was nimtza achar shechita. The only time would be where there was no dichui biyadayim of this Pesach. Now remember that we spoke about this yesterday. So there would be no dichui biyadayim, meaning that that Pesach was not available, and we simply shunted it aside and we took another one in its place. The only time that we would say that Shmuel would be right is where the Pesach itself says Rabbi Yochanan, Eino Karev Shlamim, unless it was found after Shechita, so then it wasn't Dochui. Remember, this was Machlokas yesterday, whether it's Shechita that's Koveh or whether it's Chasot that's Koveh. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, look, it's entirely a function of Shechita, even if it was found only after Chasot. And you went ahead and you shechted the original. Instead of shechting the original one, you shechted the replacement one. So then the original one would be considered to be dochui. You would not be able to bring that carbon directly. You would have to wait until you get a mum on it, and then you could bring it as the money as a shlamim. But if it was found before the shechita, says Rabbi Yochanan, it's no good because you were dochid biyadayim. Any carbon that you're dochid biyadayim, you can never use again. And then just the money would be usable. So that would be the machlokas between. It's not clear what case of machlokas is. So let's try to take a look at and narrow it down. So first of all, Rabbi Yosef just tainas, Shmuel doesn't make any sense. Now this is all really an approach of the Gemara to whittling down Shmuel to the point that we have a very clear understanding. What case was he talking about? What case was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? And what are they arguing about? So our first question is, what Shmuel says doesn't really make sense, because Matkif L'Rabbi Yosef, is this really correct? The klalu, Shmuel's klal is really a klal? I mean, what about a chata she'avra shnata? Well, I mean, let me give you an example. One of the chamesh chatot hametot is a case where the year passed, its birthday passed, now you can't use it. Now, even though the case in the Mishnah talks about five chataot hametot and includes a chatash avrashnata, however, Reish Lakish explains that that Mishnah is only talking about where it was lost and then rediscovered after it was avrashnasa. That's a different case. But just the fact that a chatas was avrashnasa and it can't be used, that does not have a din of metot, according to Reish Lakish, and in that case, the chatas would be set out to pasture, would be re'ia. And Amar Reish Lakish, that a chatas like that, Shavra Shnata, it's just basically ro'ino takili omeret betakforot. I mean, it's there. And it's there, and basically you just can't get to it. It would be similar to the case where a Kohen wasn't able to get a chatas that was lost, even though we knew where it was. And that kind of chatas is not meza. That kind of chatas is roya. So that means that we look at it basically as if it's like sort of a meiser chatas, and the meiser chatas goes to kaitz on his beach. And the case in the Mishnah, that's it. In the case of Mishnah and Temura was referring to something else. That was where it was lost and was also avir shenasa. Now, if that's true, then Shmuel breaks down. Because according to Shmuel, since the chatas in that case is raya, the din would be that the Pesach should be raya. But it isn't raya, because we just learned yesterday that a Pesach in that situation, ki hagav, now what would be the din? It's karav shlamim. Remember, we had the whole brayta darshaning im kesev, im eiz, right? So kesev, we said, why does it say kesev in the Torah? That's l'rabot et ha-pesach le'alya. Okay, that tells me I have to bring that fat tail on the mizbeach. Im kesev comes to tell me that a Pesach that was of Rashanato, which is exactly the case we're talking about right here, right? And any other cases of a carbon shlomim that are going to be brought directly in place of the Pesach that it was meant to be, that has all of the dinim of a shlomim. It requires smicha, nisachim, tunumas chazav eshog. And then when it says im eiz, after that, that's five sukkim later, that's mafsika inyan. The Torah only wrote that in order to make it very clear that an eiz does not require its aliyah to be brought on the mizbeach. And the bottom line is that a Pesach she'avra shenasa is karav shlamim, with all the mitzvahs of shlamim. And now, as we just explained, the case by chatas that supposedly Shmuel is using as the benchmark, in which if the chatas is roya, then the Pesach has to be roya. The chatas in that case is roya. So how are you going to explain that? Shmuel doesn't make any sense. Omar Le, wait a minute. He wasn't talking about any type of chatas. He was talking about specifically the cases of avudim, cases where a chatas is lost. That is similar, he's saying, to the case of a Pesach that was lost, and then it was found. It depends when it was lost. It depends when it was found, and so on. He wasn't talking about a case of a chatas that is dachui to every single case where a chatas is going to be mesa. That's not what he was saying. He was referring specifically to the cases where you used a different carbon to imakriv instead of your carbon chatas. So therefore, the only case that he's referring to is the similar case to the Pesach that was lost. That's what he was referring to. The case of the other cases, there is no such case where there would be roya. So how would you think that he was referring to those cases? Those cases are not cases of roya. So b'duchuyim, in a case like this where you had the korban and it is available, that is a case where you are basically rejecting it out of hand because you took another chatas. And there enoch inami. Shmuel was not talking about those cases. Okay, fine. Give me a case. Go ahead. Shmuel is telling me there's a general rule, a klal, that any times you have a chatas that is avudah, and then there would be some cases where the avudah would be roya, and some cases where the avudah would be mesa. Okay, so let's see if it holds up, okay? Let's say a case of a chatas that it was avudah at the time that I was mafrish another carbon, and I say, oh my gosh, I can't find my chatas, I'm going to use this as a chatas. And then it's found before I did the hakrava of the one that I used to replace it. Now, over there, the halach is according to the Rabbanan, the halach is that in that case, the chatas would not die. It would actually be azar l'ri'iyah, because it says in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah in Temura, hifrish chatato v'avda, v'ifrish acheret tachteha. This is the case, the chatas got lost, brought another chatas, and I found the first chatas, and now they're both right there. Okay, shtein omdot. I can choose either one. So whichever one that I choose, I can be makriv, but then the other one is going to be a chatas hamesa, according to Rebbe. The Chachomim say, no. The only time that we have the halacha l'mashmi Sinai, that the chatas is mesa if it was avuda, that is the case of chatas shenischapru ba'aleha ba'acher. So that where we have both things together, it was lost. You were mafrish another one. You went ahead and you were mischaper with the other one, and then you found the original one. That's where the halacha l'mashmi Sinai says that in that case, a balim that was nischaper ba'acher, which is referring to a case where it was also avuda, the chatas is mesa. However, if the chatas was found before the balim is mischaper ba'acher, then the halacha would be that it is considered to be essentially a moser chatas. You've got an extra chatas for achrayut. What's the din? Meiser chatas falls to a nedava. So the halacha would be here too. The meiser chatas should be sold. The money falls to nedava. What kind of nedava? Kayetza mizbeach, and it's put into the nidvas tzibur. So therefore, the halacha is over there that according to Shmuel's supposed klal, the din should be that if the chatas is raya, that the Pesach is raya, right? But that's not true. Because in the case of the Korban Pesach, where the Pesach was lost, and it was found before the Shechita, as long as it's after Chatzos, it would be brought as a Korban Shlomim directly. Now, this is going to leave it to Rabbi Zera, remember. Rabbi Zera holds that what defines the moment is Chatzot. If the Pesach was there, available at the time of Chatzot, then forget it. That is considered to be dochui, and you can't bring it as a shlomim. But if it was available, now the question is, what point was it available? So if it was found after Chatzos and it's there now at the time of the Shechita, it's going to be brought directly as a shlomim, at least according to Rabbi Zera, and that means that Shmuel's rule broke down. Right here, you claim Shmuel's rule is true by Avudim, and it's not. Now, there's an obvious answer to this. The obvious answer is that Shmuel doesn't hold of Rabbi Zera. If Shmuel doesn't hold of Rabbi Zera, then the halacha would be that it would be precisely like the Chatas, because if you hold like Rabbah, So then the din would be that if the chatas was already around at the time of chatzos, that is here, according to Rabbi Zera, that's koveya, but if it would be available to us, if you don't out like that before shechita, then it would be actually precisely the same halacha that Shmuel said. And it would be exactly the same as the korban chatas. The only way that we have the difference between the korban chatas is that the chatas, which was found before, is considered to be, if the bailum wasn't nischaper, is considered to be a chatas hamesa, according to, that's the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachomim. Masha'in came by the Pesach. If it was found after chatzos, it would still be itself korav shlomi, but maybe Shmuel doesn't hold that. Maybe Shmuel holds that even in the case if it was found after chatzos, it would not be korav shlomi, because you were dochet b'yadayim. Maybe. So the truth is the Gemara actually tries using that answer later. And it turns out that answer doesn't work. So right now we're going to try to work it out that Shmuel is supposed to work somehow, even though it breaks down, since the Chachomim says that the Chatas is actually going to be Roya if it was found Kodem Shenischap Rubayalim V'acher, Masha Einkein, by the case of a Pesach, it would actually be brought as a Shlomim on condition that it was found after Chatzos. Okay. So the Gemara answers, fine. Maybe Shmuel doesn't hold of the Rabbanah. Maybe Shmuel holds like Rebbe. And remember that Rebbe said that a chatas that is found, even if it's found before I was makriv, the other one, Rebbe says that that's one of the chamesh chatos hamesos. It was the Chachomim that argued, and they said, ein chatas mesa unless the bailam had been ischaper ba'acher. But if you hold like Rebbe, so then the rule is true. Because according to Rebbe, since an avuda without the owner having used the other one is anyway lemisa azla, what's the din of the Pesach? According to Shmuel's rule, wherever the chatas is mesa, the Pesach itself is karav shlamim. And that's exactly what the din is, according to Rebbe Zera. Wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense. Because according to Rebbe, Rebbe says, v'kol avuda l'Rebbe mesa. Rebbe's halacha is, remember, that a chatas that was avuda is one of the chatas hamesas, without any additional issues. You don't need that it should be over shenasa while it was lost. You don't need that it should be nischaper ba'alav ba'acher when it was lost. Okay, so what does that mean? It means that every single case of avuda, according to Rebbe, is, the din is, mesa. Is that true about a korban Pesach? Of course not. Because, I mean, if it was found l'maisa before chatzot, then since you hold like Rebbe Zera, if it's found before chatzot, then you can't bring it as a shlomim. You have to translate it into money. So then, I don't care how you learn. If you learn like Rebbe, you have a problem with the fact that when it was found after, before chatzot. If you hold like the Rabbanan, you have the problem when it was found after chatzot. So no matter what, how is Shmuel giving us a rule? This rule makes no sense. Answers the Gemara, makes sense with one further condition. And that is that it has to be considered avuda technically. It turns out it's only considered to be avuda technically if it is avuda during a time when it could theoretically have been brought as a chatas, right? So let's say the chatas was lost during the night. I couldn't have brought it as a chatas anyway in that case. And therefore, since Rava explains that if a chatas was lost at night, that's not considered to be lost, and that's not one of the chatot hametot. A Pesach that is lost before chatzot is the same as a chatas that is lost at night, correct? Because it's not, it's time to be makrivit. It might as well be nighttime. So it's not technically a Pesach that's avud. Remember, we're only comparing the chatata avuda to a Pesach that's avud. So far, Shmuel's klal holds in the case that we've spoken about. And kodem chatzos lav avudu, niyikid rava. The amarava avedat laila is not shmei avedat. Okay, fine. Fine. You found one case that it works. Now I dare you to find a case where, according to Rebbe, the other case works. What's the other case? Well, Shmuel said, if it itself is mesa, then the din is that the Pesach is brought as a shlomim. Fine. Thank you. You worked that out. Now tell me, where's the other case? Where's the case of a roya, according to Rebbe? There's no such case. Rebbe holds every single chatas that is a avuda is a mesa. And Shmuel gave two separate parts to his general rule. He said, if it matches up with the, I mean, look, I'm ready to accept the fact that even though Shmuel said that everything that by chatas is mesa, the din is that Pesach is karav shlomim. I'm ready to accept that he didn't mean that, okay? He only meant chataot avudot. He did not mean all the other cases. Fine. But tell me where the other part of Shmuel's rule and kolhecha, that chatas that was avuda, remember, would be roya, then the Pesach would be roya. Tell me where that is. I don't know of any single case, according to Rebbe, darn it. Show me where Rebbe says that there's a case of a chatas that is roya. There's no case of a roya that could possibly be avuda. I mean, yes, there is, if it was avuda belaila, which is what I thought you were referring to. But now you're telling me that no, Shmuel can only work if he holds like Rava, and that avuda belaila is not called avuda. Okay, so give me the case. There's no such case. There is such a case, according to Rav Hoshaya, at least. What's that? Because Rav Hoshaya says, look, if a guy sets aside two chataot as achrayut, he wants to make sure if anything happens to one of them, he's got another one. So then the halacha is, he can choose whichever one he wants, and he can be mischaper ba'achas mehem, and the other one is considered to be a mosar chatas, even according to Rebbe. It's not a chatas ha-mesos. Everybody agrees if you set aside additional money for your chatas, that's called mosar chatas. So let's say you set aside too much money to buy the chatas, you now have money left over. What do you do with that money? Everybody agrees that goes to kayetz on his behalf. So the case over here where you have an additional korban chatas for achrayas, so the dinner is over there. If it would be cash, you would put it directly into the pushka, which is for nedava. Since over here it's a live animal, you can't exactly put it into the pushka. It itself isn't what you're going to bring, because it's not right to be an oila, obviously, if it's female. But what you do is you wait until it gets a mum, you take the money, and you put that money into the shofar that goes for the kayetz on Mizbeach. So maybe that would be the case. Now, obviously, the Gemara could have said right here, as Rashi points out, that's ridiculous. We're looking for a case of avud. This is not a case of avud. So what kind of answer is that? We've already rejected any cases besides avud, haven't we? So why are you bringing a case that is completely and totally irrelevant? So Rashi says we could have asked that, but we're asking a different case. Okay. The Tosfos understands that actually Rav Hoshaya was talking about a case where the second one was avuda. And that's part of the sugya in Temura, that in that case, if it was avuda, so then the halacha would be that it would be raya in the case where it was, one of them was bach rayas. Fine. But whatever, don't bother about the fact that this makes no sense based on the fact that we've reduced it to avuda. Either you're right, or Rav Hoshaya could also be talking about avuda. Now, the question is that if you're trying to tell me that's the case, and then it still doesn't work. Because let's imagine a case like that brought for a Korban Pesach, okay? So if I brought an extra animal and I set it aside, so if anything happens to my Korban Pesach, I want to use that ba'achrayut, what would be the din? Obviously, that would be Korav Shlomim directly. Because when I set it aside l'chatchila, I only set it aside basically as Meiser Pesach. Every Meiser Pesach is brought Shlomim. That was never an issue. So anyway, even if that's what it's talking about, the whole Shmuel equation breaks down completely. Because the moment that you find one lousy case that you came up with in which Rebbe would agree that there is such a thing, and that at least if you're like Rebbe Hoshaya, there is such a thing, it's only a case of Moser Chatas. And in the same case we have a Moser Pesach, then it would not follow Shmuel's rule, because the Moser Chatas is always left to be sold or translated into cash, and the Moser Pesach is directly brought as a Shlomim. And Shmuel said, if you have to translate the chattas into cash, then you have to translate in a similar case the Pesach into cash. You're driving me crazy. No matter what case you're bringing up, you're not showing me Shmuel working at all. I'm sorry. Explain it to me. First, you said he's only talking about Avuda. Then you said he could only be going like Rebbe. Then I asked you, show me a case of Rebbe Avuda, and you come up with a case of Moser Pesach. Thank you very much. And in the case of Moser Pesach itself, it breaks down. Don't you understand how ridiculous this is? So you Pesach Yagav Nakar of Shlomi. You know, there's a very big problem here. The problem is that Shmuel doesn't hold any of these approaches, you see. That's because Shmuel is going Aliba to Rebbe Shimon. Now, Rebbe Shimon in Tmura, he argues with everybody who is trying to insert the dinim of Avuda into the other halachas listed about Chamesh Chatos HaMesos. So Rebbe Shimon says, don't give me this business about Nischaper Balim Ba'acher referring to a case where it was lost, and while it was lost, Nischaper Balim Ba'acher, don't give me this business about a chattas that was over Shanaso means while it was lost, it was over nonsense. The cases are exactly as stated. All cases of chatos kipshuto are chatos amesos. If a chatos was lost, forget about this chaper ba'acher. If the baalim is this chaper ba'acher, forget about its being lost. If a chatos was over shenasa, it has nothing to do with being lost. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe Shimon, okay? So Ella Shmuel ka Rebbe Shimon Sfirala. And Rebbe Shimon says there is never a case of a chatos that is roya. All five chatos, come hell or high water, will always be machnisam lekipa, and they're left there to die, and there is no such case that you're talking about if it was lost, it would be the same, it depends, if it was roya, there's no such case. What? So, if roya, you're making things worse, not better. If Rebbe Shimon doesn't hold of roya, so then why in the heck did Shmuel come along and say, actually, it depends. If the chattas is roya, there is no roya. Now you're driving me up a wall. No matter what you're saying, it makes no sense. First, you try to get him to work out Aliba de Rebbe. Then you're saying he's only referring to Avuda. Then when you realize you can't find the case of roya, you say he's going according to Rebbe Shimon. According to Rebbe Shimon, the concept of roya doesn't exist. Yes, you're the one who got mixed up, not Shmuel. Shmuel holds like Rebbe Shimon. There's no such thing as roya, according to Shmuel. You were the one who assumed that since Shmuel said one simple rule, you couldn't believe he meant such a simple rule, all Shmuel said was that the way Rebbe Shimon holds, the type of things that are going to be brought as a shlamim are the type of things that by chatas would die. What's your problem? He never said a word about roya. You're the one who assumed he must be saying some kind of fancy rule over here. He wasn't saying a fancy rule. He was just saying, look, think of the cases, man. There's a tmuras chatas, there's a tmuras pesach. There's dinim about moser chatas, dinim about moser pesach. There's dinim about a chatas and a schapru ba'ale ba'acher. There's dinim about a pesach that the carbon was brought. He brought a different carbon pesach, and so on and so forth. Those are the cases that he's saying that those would boil down to leftover pesachim, and we would bring the shlamim. What was your kasha when you were bringing kesev and ve'im kesev? That's what he was talking about. So I understand. If that's what he was talking about, so what's he teaching us? Nothing. Let's see that inside. Shmuel nami chadakama. Shmuel never said there's fancy rule. He said one simple statement. Kol shebechatas mesa. Is anything complicated about that? No, but it doesn't say anything. Micah Mashmalan, so I understand. So what's the Kiddush? I mean, we can't figure out that those are the cases that we were talking about. It works out perfectly. I mean, obviously, we can figure that alone. The Mishnah said that if I find a Korban Pesach, this is a Mishnah, if I find the Korban Pesach, after the Shechita of the Pesach, then it's brought as a Shlomim. And Rabbi Zera said, this doesn't mean literally the Shechita, this means Chatzos. So since the Pesach before Chatzos isn't lost, because we said before, according to Rabbi, it's not lost, it has to be lost at a time that it's Roy. So then basically the Mishnah is saying what Shmuel said. Any Pesach that is lost is brought as a Shlomim. True? Thank you. So why do I need Shmuel to tell me what the Mishnah said? You know what he was coming to tell me? He was coming to tell me, don't believe Rabbi Yochanan. That's what he was coming to tell me, of course. I should have realized that. Rabbi Yochanan argues on him, right? So Shmuel was coming to say, listen, do not listen to Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Eina Pesach Karav Shlomim Ela Shenimtza Acher Shechita, because that implies that if it was found Kodem Shechita, that you're not going to be able to bring the Karban Pesach. Why? Because you were Dochet B'Yadayim. But I'm telling you, man, that's not true. Because I'm telling you, what defines it is Chatzos. And if it was lost at the time of Chatzos, I don't care if you found it before the Shechita. If you found it before the Shechita, it is not defined as the Pesach that you were supposed to bring. And if it's not the Pesach you were supposed to bring, because at the time of the Chatzos, you only had the replacement there, so then you weren't Doichet B'Yadayim, that's all. So you weren't Doichet B'Yadayim, then you would bring it as a Shlomim. Don't listen to him. He's telling you it's a function of the Shechita? That's because he holds of Rava, but that's not true. I hold of Rebbe Zeira, and it works out perfectly well. What defines things is Chatzos. That's all he was trying to say. Nothing else. I'm going like Rebbe Zeira. Rabbi Yochanan should not be listened to because he's came up with a case in which the carbon would still be considered to be lost. Why? Because it's after Chatzos. And nonetheless, I could be Doichet B'Yadayim and I wouldn't bring it as a Shlomim. Why? Because Shechita defines things, not Chatzos. He's wrong. That's all that Shmuel was saying. Very straightforward. Now, I mentioned to you earlier that there was an alternative. The alternative reality would be to say that instead of going through all this rigmarole, we just simply answer, well, if Shmuel doesn't hold of Rabbi Zeira, and instead Shmuel holds that Chatzos is going to be what's, that the Shechita is going to be what's Keveya, so then Shmuel could work out. Why did you have to say that he goes like Rebbe and not like the Rabbana? Remember, that was what, not, that's what we asked originally. So now the Gemara is going to try that. And it's going to show that there's a very simple reason why you can't say that. But let's try to do that. So let's take up the Lishna Achrina from the point that we were, from the point that we were at before. Okay, so Shmuel has just got finished saying, we're starting the sugya over again. Shmuel just got finished saying, Kol Shepachatos, Meza, is brought Shlomim, and Kol Shebechatos Roya, the Pesach is also Roya, right? So then we said, but according to the Rabbana, that's not true. Because if the Chatos was Avuda at the time that I made the other one Kodesh, and now I find both of them here in front of me, that the din is, it's left to be Roya. And by a Pesach, now this is the words that we were up to, V'ilu b'Pesach, the Gemara is just taking up from that point in the conversation. V'ilu b'Pesach, let's start from that line, says the Gemara. Start from that line, and here's where it changes in this new version. V'ilu b'Pesach, if you would have a Pesach standing there, together with the other Pesachs, you would have a Pesach that was lost, it was found after Chatzos, but it was found before Shechita, it would be brought as a Shlomim, and according to Shmuel's point, this is assuming that we hold the Rabbi Zeira, right? Because according to Rabbi Zeira, it's Chatzos that's Koveya. So then it would then be brought as a Shlomim because I found it after Chatzos. And this is where we have a new version. In this version, we say, ah, but Shmuel doesn't hold of Rabbi Zeira, you see. Shmuel holds like Rabba. And Rabba says, no, it's actually the Shechita that's Koveya. And since the Shechita is Koveya, even though the Pesach was lost at the moment of Chatzos, it would make no difference because it would be exactly as if it was found according to the Chachamim, what would be the din of the Chatas that was found in this condition. It would be exactly the same because I hold that it's the Shechita that's Koveya, and now that means it was Dochoi, so now I have to sell it. So it works out perfectly, right? Very simple. Yeah, it's very simple, except for one insane thing that you're looking, you're ignoring. Read the next words. Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel, doesn't he? So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, that's crazy. You never will find a thing like that, because a Pesach cannot be Karev Shlomim as itself, unless it's found after Shechita, not if it's found before Shechita. Excuse me? That's what Shmuel just said. According to the way you're learning it now, that it's not chatzos that's koveya, it's shechita that's koveya, that's what Shmuel said. So what's Rabbi Yochanan saying? No, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. The halacha is that if it's found before shechita, so then there's no way that it's going to be karav shlomim, it's going to be roya. Exactly. That was the case that Shmuel came up with, that it's going to be roya, right? So, I mean, it's clear that the shechita is the moment that's koveya. So then what is his argument? Obviously, Shmuel holds that it's chatzos that's koveya, because otherwise Rabbi Yochanan is simply repeating word for word what Shmuel said. So mechlal, the Shmuel sover chatzos kova. Okay, fine. So we got to go back to what we said before. So clearly, Shmuel holds like Rebbe, and Rebbe says that avuda lamita azla, and therefore, even if it's found before, we're makriv, the one that you set aside to take its place, it's also going to be Mesa. And okay, so then we asked the same question that we asked before. We're just going over the same sugya. So then we asked, wait, but according to Rebbe, all avudim are Mesa, and according to the halachas of Pesach, if it's avat kodem chatzos, and it's nimtza before chatzos, it's roya. And we answer what we said on Amud Aleph, that kodem chatzos is not considered to be avud. No problem. Vikasavar chatzot koveya, and he or Mashplan chatzot koveya. This part is a little bit strange because obviously that was the whole point. But anyway, it comes out according to this that the machlokas cannot be explained away. The only thing that we can do is we could say that Shmuel holds in the end when we come out, Rabbi Shimon, etc. He only said half of what you thought he said. He was just coming to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan is wrong, and there's the difference between them, is that Chatzos is Koveya, etc., etc. So Gemara is basically an ellipse at the end, right? So dot, 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 and Chatzot Kova, as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan. So it's really a very simple sugya, in which basically all that we're saying is, even though we got everybody totally mixed up because we forced you to go through one of the most complicated sugyas in Temura, and just to make sure that you don't remain mixed up because of that, so let me just go over once again very quickly what the idea is over there. We have a list of five chataot hametot. They are very similar to the cases we've been talking about when it comes to the Pesach. A Pesach was lost. A Pesach was brought by somebody. The guy had brought a different Pesach while it was lost. It depends when it was found. A Pesach you made a temura on. We had that whole discussion yesterday. A Pesach that the owner died. We're going to have that discussion the next daf. And we had the Pesach that had it. We don't have a Pesach equivalent for a chatas that has a child, obviously. But we try to make all those to be the simonim of the Pesach. Well, it turns out they're very poor simonim. The reason that they were very poor simonim is because of the complicated machlokas in Temura about whether each of those cases stands on its own, describing a concept of a chatos hamesa, which is Rabbi Shimon Shita, or the normative approach of the Chachamim throughout the Masechet Temura, that they're actually combinations of cases, they're not simple cases, and that the case of the chatas, that the Balaam was nischaper ba'acher, or the case of the chatas that was of Rosh Hashanah, is where the chatas was lost while that happened. And that ended up making mincemeat of the chatas that is found afterwards. And that's when we talk about the chatas that is Mesa. That's what got us into our confusion over here by the Karban Pesach. And that's because by the Karban Pesach, remember, even though it only becomes roy to be a Karban Pesach at the moment of Chatzos, because up until there, it's not really lost. We had the machlokas between Rabbi Zeira and Rabbah as to whether it's considered to be dochoi biyadayim in any case that I shecht the replacement while it was lost. I made a replacement. If I shecht the replacement and then I left the original behind, then I'm dochoi biyadayim and I cannot use the Pesach. Or is it only if it was found before Chatzot and I shech the replacement? Because then I should have used the original, now it was Docha B'Yadayim. That machlokas is what got us very confused about the application of the dinim of Chatas the Pesach. Do we have an equivalent case by a Pesach to the cases that we were talking about in the case of the chatas that would match up, finding the chatas and then have both of them standing in front of us and then bring the other Pesach. That's what it boiled down to, because that would depend. If you hold that chatzot is the thing that's koveya, so then basically you can have a case where you found it before chatzot, and then what? Then if it once it's there by chatzot, so then ein achinami, it's considered to be the case that would be similar. If, however, you hold that it's only the shechita that's koveya, so then if the shechita itself is koveya, then there would be no complete commensurate case between the chatas and the Pesach. So we ended up basically being docha everything that we thought about Shmuel, and we said Shmuel is just making a simple point, and that is the point that chatzot is the kviyas, and that therefore there is no case of raya, and the case of the chatas amesas would be the normal case of the Pesach, where the Pesach would be brought shlomim itself. So even though this sounded like a very complicated daf, it was only made complicated by references to Temura. Basically, we're still in the middle of the machlokas that we had earlier between Rabbi Zera and Rabba about what is the moment that would be koveya dichoy biadayim of the Karban Pesach. Why is that important for us? Because if I was dochet biadayim, I can only use its money as a shlamim. And if I wasn't dochet biadayim, then I use the Pesach itself as the shlamim. That's all. So it's quite straightforward.